This is JIS News. Coming up, government putting measures in place to collect tax on international calls. $64 million to be spent on rainwater harvesting systems this year, and writers encouraged to submit entries in the annual JCDC Creative Writing Competition. The details after the break.
The care and protection of our children is everybody's business. The Office of the Children's Registry now has responsibility for the Ananda Alert system and stands ready to assist with the safe and speedy recovery of every missing child. Report cases of missing children to the OCR by calling 1-888-PROTECT or call the police at 119. Or email us at anandaalert@ocr.gov.jm with details about the child. Be the change. Help us bring our children home.
Now the news. The government will be putting a mechanism in place to catch persons who are bypassing the formal system set up to collect a levy on inbound international phone calls. The Universal Service Fund, the USF, was set up in 2005 to collect the levy of US 3 cents per minute on inbound international calls terminated to fixed lines and US 2 cents per minute on calls terminated on mobile lines in Jamaica. The funds generated from the levy are used to provide internet service island-wide. Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Philip Polwell says persons who are evading the system and depriving the fund of revenues are known to be offering services and making large profits.
And we are going to be putting in place the technology to audit and to catch them and to terminate those services that they are offering.
Minister Polwell was speaking at the opening of the McGregor Gardens Community Cybervision Cafe in Kingston recently. Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister Senator Adrian Nicholson is leading a delegation to the third summit of the heads of state and government of CARICOM and Mexico in Merida City, Mexico. The summit is set for April 29 and aims to facilitate discussions on increasing cooperation in areas such as health, agriculture and agro-industrial development, disaster preparedness and management, climate change and security, among others. It's expected that at the end of the summit, the delegates will adopt the Mexico-CARICOM Joint Declaration and would have reviewed the CARICOM-Mexico Work Program 2012-2014. While in Mexico, Minister Nicholson will also be attending the 6th summit of the heads of state and government of the Association of Caribbean States on April 30. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller will lead the delegation to that summit. The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries is slated to establish rainwater harvesting systems at a cost of $64 million this year. This is part of efforts to reduce the effects of climate change on the agricultural sector. Portfolio Minister Roger Clark says the allocation will also fund training for farmers and other sector stakeholders in smart agricultural practices and proper water and land management, as well as promote more efficient use of water through drip irrigation systems. He says the government has spent over $5 billion to install new irrigation systems in the last 10 years to ensure sustainable agriculture through the reduction of our dependence on rainfall. Minister Clark was making his contribution to the 2014-2015 budget debate in the House of Representatives recently. Professional and amateur writers are being encouraged to submit entries in the annual Jamaica Creative Writing Competition 2014, organized by the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, the JCDC. The deadline for entry is Wednesday, April 30, and forms and guidelines are available at the JCDC's website at jcdc.gov.jm or at any JCDC parish office island-wide. The competition is open to Jamaicans of all ages, and applicants must submit 3 hard copies of their work along with the completed entry form.
We welcome whatever themes that persons have as an interest. There is no limitation to the theme. So persons enter in the 5 genres that we offer, whether it be plays, poetry, short stories, essays, novels. So we really welcome entries in all these areas and all different age ranges as well.
Speech, drama and literary arts specialist at the JCDC, Andrew Broadbur, speaking in an interview with GIS News. That was the GIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.